There he was behind the counter, a curious, sallow, dark man, with one ear larger than the other and a chin like the toe cap of a boot. "What can we have the pleasure?" he said, spreading his long, magic fingers on the glass case, and so with a start we were aware of him. "I want," I said, "to buy my little boy a few simple tricks."
"Legerdemain?" he asked. "Mechanical? Domestic?"
"Anything amusing," said I.
Said
the shopman, and scratched his head for a moment as if thinking. Then, quite distinctly, he drew from his head a glass ball.
"Something in this way," he said, and held it out.
The action was unexpected. I had seen the trick done at entertainments endless times before. It's part of the common stock of conjurers, but I had not expected it here.
"That's good," I said with a laugh.
"Isn't it?" said the shopman. Jip stretched out his disengaged hand to take this object and found merely a blank palm.
"It's in your pocket," said the shopman,
and there it was.
"How much will that be?" I asked.
"We make no charge for glass balls," said the shopman politely. "We get them